You also, I mean, you've served the community in many capacities, and you were in on the breakup of the old University Center at Tulsa.
Right.
In favor of the now standalone satellite universities.
Right.
How are you getting involved in that?
Broken Arrow had always wanted to have a university. I think they felt like it was stolen from them because they actually had one at statehood called Haskell College. And that was the site of the old high school. It was there all the time, me growing up, the site of the old Haskell College. Hmm. And in, I think it was 1917, they were consolidating and they got rid of it. So it was more from an economic development standpoint. That was before the breakup of UCAT. We wanted to kind of start having talks. NSU actually had opened a campus in Muskogee, and we went over and looked at that. So it was really more, you know, getting a satellite university campus to locate there. And then the breakup of UCAT happened, and we went and talked to all the players and said, hey, Broken Arrow could be an option for you if y'all are going to split up. And so OSU decided to stay there at the site of the old UCAT. NSU actually was the largest, had the largest enrollment base, any school at UCAT. And they said, you know, being out in the growth area, southeast part of the metro, that would be a great place to go. And David Gordon, who is a developer, he was actually on the Regents of Colleges. And so he helped on that, and we were able to site him in Broken Arrow. Broken Arrow had to do a special tax for 5 years to help fund the first buildings out there. But it's worked out great.
Yes, it's a wonderful place, a wonderful facility. And it's a nice addition to Broken Arrow, for sure. Nationally, you've served National Association of Home Builders president.
Right,
and,
right.
And tell us about that experience and how that came about and what was your job.
Well, it kind of goes back a long time. I guess in any of those trade associations, you never really realize you're going to be the national chairman at some point in time. Started out on the local level, and you know, we lost a whole generation of builders during the oil bust. They left town, they went out of business, and they were really hurting for people to serve. And so I was recruited because I was one of the last people breathing that was in the business. So I served actually for 2 years, 2 years in a row, 91 and 92. Got involved with the state, so I became state president in 93. But that also kind of got me involved with the national, because as the local leader, you went and participated in the national stuff. I've always been involved with politics in the real estate business and land business. Politics is a big part of the game, and I like what they were doing. So I got involved with their political action committee to start with. And once you kind of get plugged in, and you know, I've always said, whether it's local or anything else, if you just show up to meetings, committee meetings, 98% of the time, and if you ever utter something that makes sense, you'll be chairman before too long.
Right.
So yeah, after 20 years, you run for that. So that was a...
Oh, so that's an elected office.
It's an elected office.
Yeah.
And I'd never fared very well in elections before. But this one, I was the only one that ran. So I felt pretty good about it.
You said, did you run for our office anytime?
No, high school.
Oh, okay. All right. So it was part of your job to lobby Congress and our representatives, and nationally you were lobbying?
Yeah, with the leadership of Congress and trying to work on appraisals